Life Track with Chuck Swindoll is a presentation of Insight for Living Canada.
Tonight I want to talk about the whole area of filling the shoes of a great man or great woman. Now, many of you are in school. A number of you are engaged in ministries, in administrative capacities, and you will be running for office, or you will be looking for replacements in particular positions of responsibility. And I think God has some things to say to us about the whole matter of filling the shoes of someone that's done a good job. And by the way, that's an unenviable position to be in. Can you think of the individual's feelings who took the place of Peter Marshall in Washington, D.C.? You can't even name him, can you? I can't either. How about the one who took the place of Donald Barnhouse, that great Presbyterian church in Philadelphia? How about the one who stepped in the shoes of Henrietta Mears? You don't even know who he was, do we? Or how about the one who took the place of Harry Ironside or G. Campbell Morgan, or sat in the faculty chair in place of Robert Dick Wilson or Gretchen Machen? What about people who served following great individuals? Dawson Trotman founded the Navigators. He was a man of great discipline, a man of tremendous enthusiasm and determination, vision. He set up the whole follow-up ministry of the Graham Crusade. He himself set it in motion, and it follows in as a legacy to his life. And God gave him the direction of the Navigators, which is a Christian organization trained to recruit, disciple, and send young men and women to the world. That's their vision. Well, in God's plan, he called him home at the young age of 50. He drowned in an accident, humanly speaking, up at Scroon Lake when he was just 50 years young. And the man God chose as his replacement is a fellow named Lawrence Sanney, who is different in personality, in appearance, in physique, in style, in expressions. The whole framework, the whole structure of his fiber is different. And who would have thought that a Sanney would follow a Trotman? Certainly not Sanney. You should talk to him about that. Well, he would want to go in the opposite direction when they came and said, "We feel God has placed you on the heart of this work." As a matter of fact, it's interesting, when Trotman died, he had already talked to his wife and said he had a premonition of death, and so they sat down and together mapped out the whole plan of the Navigators for the future before he ever died. Sort of like buying the nails for your coffin before it's ever built, isn't it? But it happened. Now, what I'm saying is that those individuals who step in the shoes of great men and great women are often very different, but nevertheless appointed by God to do the job that is to be done. Frequently, God changes the direction of an organization. It can happen in a mission. For example, when Hudson Taylor was moved from the China Inland Mission by death, could you even name who took his place? But the one who took his place reshaped the whole mission. Now, I don't know God's plan for your life, neither do you. But for all you know, he is training you and shaping you to step in and serve as an officer or as a board member or as a student body leader in some capacity in the shoes of someone who has done a bang-up job. And you're different. And you're going to see that God can use it, even though you're different, in a remarkable way.
God may be preparing you to step into a position that seems daunting. Your predecessor was skilled, or popular, or wise, and he or she is a hard act to follow. Remember, God has given you unique skills and abilities, and when he calls you, he will equip you. This is Steve Johnson of Insight for Living Canada. Listen to more of Chuck Swindoll's Lifetrack messages at lifetrack.ca. That's lifetrack.ca. Lifetrack, where life and truth meet.
The preceding Lifetrack presentation was brought to you by Insight for Living Canada. The original message, Filling the Shoes of Moses, was copyrighted in 1976, and this LifeTrack sound recording was copyrighted in 2014 by Charles R. Swindoll Incorporated. All rights are reserved worldwide.